This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado Republican primary is headed to a recount. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The Republican candidates in House District 58 are separated by just 3 votes out of nearly 13,000 that were cast. That's well within the margin to trigger an automatic recount. The Republican-leaning district stretches across 8 counties in southwest Colorado. Each clerk will recount the ballots that were cast in their jurisdiction. The recount must be finished by the end of next Friday. At present, Larry Don Sukla of Cortez leads the race with J. Mark Rober just a few votes behind. They're running to replace term-limited Representative Mark Catlin. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Tourists spent more money in the Pikes Peak region in 2023 compared to the previous year. CPR's Dan Boyce says visitation is still strong following a pandemic surge.
There were nearly 25 million visits to the Pikes Peak region last year, up about a million from the previous year. Those tourists also spent more money, a total of $3 billion. That's according to the tourism group Visit COS. Some expected tourism to the Colorado Springs area to slow down following the pandemic, so the continued growth has been a surprise. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
People headed to Denver International Airport over the next 2 weeks should expect heavier traffic than normal. Construction along Peña Boulevard, the main route from Denver to DIA, will result in some lane closures starting tonight. The closures will last from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. until next Friday. The work is part of the ongoing E-470 widening project. Drivers could run into bottlenecks between Tower Road and the E-470 overpass. Temperatures cooling down a little around Denver and Colorado Springs. It's close to 90 this afternoon, into the 80s the rest of the week. Grand Junction staying hot and in the 90s for the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.